I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Little holiday special treat for you, the listeners. Bob Haney with you. Tim Barbalace, other side of the glass. Let's welcome into the show here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Number 99 in your program, number one in your heart, Ravens linebacker Matthew Judon. Matthew, good afternoon.
How's it going?
Going all right, man. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you giving us a call. And let me ask you this. You're still, what, 3 weeks away from the start of training camp. What have you been up to since the end of minicamp?
Getting better, man. Working out, taking care of my body, enjoying family. But most importantly, getting better, making sure I'm ready for minicamp. So you don't want to go in there and tweak something to hurt something and that delay the start of your season. So I'm making sure I'm ready.
What's that fine line, though, between being ready and making sure you don't overdo it a little bit? Because, Bernard Pollard told me years ago, you know, everyone is less than 100% after the first day of minicamp for the next 6 months or so. What's that fine line between being ready and not overdoing it too much?
Oh, it's different for everybody, but you listen to your body. Your body will tell you when something's not right. And something not firing right, and you definitely gotta listen to your body. So I'm different than a lot of other people, but I know I gotta have cardio down pat because I think that's where it starts first, man. If I can run and if I can do everything, I can learn new moves during the season, you know. But that cardio, man, it's hard to get if you don't have it coming in day one.
For you, we all know the contract situation, but heading into this season, maybe as a young veteran, possibly ascending to a leadership role, is that something that you're willing to embrace here?
Yeah, I embrace the leadership role. I feel like everywhere I went, you know, high school, college, you know, now the pros, I felt like I always kind of been a leader, but I never really, like, tried to force it, you know? I feel like you can see when people try to force it, and that's not they, you know, what other people want. And so if people want to follow me, man, I'll lead. But I got to do my job first. And, you know, nobody really follows anybody that sit on the bench. You really can't be a leader unless you're out there, you know, in the field.
Matthew Judon, Ravens linebacker, joining us here on The Fan. Bob Haney with you on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Earl Thomas coming over from Seattle. What are your impressions so far of him, Matthew?
Earl looked good. I think he's going to really help our defense, man. It's a difference with him out there. But we got to see, man. We got to see him on the field, him during game, because I didn't watch him. I used to play with him in Madden. I used to play with him, man, and give people problems. So I can't wait to see him out there and just what he brings to our team.
A lot has been made in the media and by the fans, and I'm as guilty as anyone of doing it, about the pass rush and the concerns with it. And certainly you're expected to get to double digits and beyond. So Darius Smith is back. Shane Ray came over from Denver, where he had some big sack numbers his first 2 year. We know Sizzles is out in Arizona. Zadarius is in Green Bay. Is the concern with the pass rush justified, or is it nothing to see here? Please disperse.
Man, we got to have something. Y'all got to have something to talk about. So, you know, if it's not the pass rush, it'll be the secondary. But our secondary kind of on lock right now. And I think we got some good linebackers. So y'all got to have something to talk about. So it got to be the pass rush. So we got to see if we can all put it together. But I think we got a lot of hungry young guys that didn't get a lot of time because we had the Darius and we had Sis, and we didn't get to see a lot of the young guys, so me included. I feel like I still got a lot of stuff to prove. I feel like Shane Ray got some stuff to prove. Tim Tyus, We all got stuff to prove, man. And we only young until we prove it. You know, we hit 14, 15 sacks, and then, you know, we ain't going to be young no more. We're going to be talked about. So we just got to go out there and do it.
Matthew, do you set goals for yourself in regards to, all right, I'm setting my goal for 12 sacks, or are you just letting the game flow and get whatever you get?
You definitely set goals for yourself. You want to reach goals. You got to see something to attain it. But as far as that, my goal is more to be the most dominant player on the field. And if I can be the most dominant player on the field, that turns into sacks. That turns into TFL. And, you know, I think Marlon had a comment. He said, you know, I just want to be a bowl player. You know, if that's a Pro Bowl or if that's a Super Bowl, you know, if you be a bowl player, you're doing something right. So I'm going to just be a bowl player.
Matthew Judon joining us here on The Fan, a Ravens linebacker. Training camp starts July 25th, as Matthew is very much aware of. How good can this defense be? You guys were number one last year. Is there a ceiling for this team?
Nah, it's definitely not a ceiling. We switched some people around, as you know, as you already said.
Right.
We switched some people around, and I think we can be better than last year. I think we let a lot of stuff slip at the end of some games. Kansas City being one of them, we let them convert 2 fourth downs. Fourth downs, and I think we can be good. We can be a lot better than last year. We just got to focus, attention to detail. It's all in the detail, and we got to come to play. We don't have an easy schedule, and I think it's going to be challenging. But if we all ready for that challenge and prepare for that challenge as one. On the defensive side, man, we can be really, you know, legendary, one of the best. And, you know, you got to say those things, and you got to believe those things to obtain those things. You can't be shy or timid to say we can be the best defense out there. You got to say it, and then some people going to call you crazy. They might have called us crazy last year, but we did it, and we attained it. So that's what we're going to do again.
On offense, how good can Lamar Jackson be, your number two?
Oh, man. Amazing. We've seen some things in camp and in training practices. And we've seen some things last year when we was going against him, when he was on the scout team, that he haven't shown in games yet. And he got a year under his belt, and he knows he's QB number one coming in. And he gonna be really good. He gonna be really good for us. And I think it's all confidence when it comes to quarterback. And he definitely got the confidence. But another thing he has is a will to win. Like, he don't care about his stats. He don't care. You know, he cares about not turning the ball over. But obviously, he lets it go pretty fast, and he just want to get back out there. And he just want to prove a lot of people wrong. You know, people that say he's not a real quarterback, like, well, he plays quarterback in the NFL. What does that mean? So, but Lamar's going to be good for us, man. Lamar's going to be really good. And y'all just wait and see. Wait and see.
And last thing for you, Matthew Judon, Ravens linebacker. What do you think of all the hubbub surrounding the Cleveland Browns so far this offseason?
They're a good team. They're gonna be a good team. We only gotta play them twice. We're not gonna shy from no competition. But you know, I don't really talk about no other teams. I mean, I'm focused on what we got going on at Owings Mills and then what's going on in Baltimore. So, y'all can talk about it, but I don't really care. We gotta play them twice: once home, once away. If they make the playoffs, we make the playoffs. We might have to play them again. But as far as that, I don't really care about the Cleveland Browns.
Matthew Judon, number 99, Ravens linebacker. Matthew, we appreciate your time. Enjoy your 4th of July holiday, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks out of training camp, man. Thank you.
No, thanks for having me.
You got it. Matthew Judon, Ravens linebacker here. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.